You'll come to the land that Hashem gives you as an inheritance. You'll conquer it and you'll settle there. The Sifri says over here, I say mitzvah ha'amura b'inyan. You should be mekayim the mitzvah that's said over here. Shebischoro tikoneis la'aretz. With the schar of the mitzvah of Yikurim, you're going to enter the land. So many ask the question, how is it possible to say that because of Yikurim you'll enter the land? They weren't mekayim the mitzvah of Yikurim until 14 years after they entered the land. Acher Kibush, and after they settled it, 14 years, that's when they first were mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim. So how's the Shai to say, do the mitzvah in order that you should enter the land? Another Ha'ara that's asked, after the parasha of Bidui Maisris, after the parasha of Bikurim, there's a parasha of Bidui Maisris. It's after the cycle of 3 years of Maisr, there's a mitzvah, you clean out your house of all of the matonas, and then there's the parasha of Bidui Maisris. So at the end it says, Hashkifu Memoin Kotchachem and Hashamayim Ubarech Hasamchi Yisrael. Rashi says, we did what you were geyser on, now you do what you have to do. It said in the Chukoset, Heleichu V'nasati Gishmeichem B'itam. Sounds like a little bit of a chutzpah. We did ours, now you do yours. Like, what's the pshat? So the Chasam Sofer, not answering these questions, but mitayv bar of these questions could be answered. Some Sofer says that this whole inyan, starting with Bikurim, and right after it was going to Vidui Maisris, it's all one long hemshah. The Hain, this is the Seder HaDvar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barayv Chassad brought us to the land of Eretz Yisrael, that should prepare us for his Avodah, it should give off its fruits, and we begin to be mekayim the mitzvahs with the inyan of Bikurim. This mitzvah mikra Bikurim is like a bracha rishayna. You know, you make a bracha before a mitzvah or before you have hanor from something in the belt, you make a bracha rishayna before the mitzvah, which is Bikurim. You mention the Chazdei Hashem, Aram Yavidavi, Vayered Mitzrayma, you mekayim your haftachis. Bikurim is the first mitzvah. So the mikra bikurim is like the bracha rishayna before the bikurim, which is the first mitzvah. Then it leads into trumas, and then it leads into maisris, maisrishin, maisrishani, on the third year maisrani. At the end of the 3 year cycle, we say vidui maisris, that's together of a bracha achrayna. The whole cycle is finished at the end of 3 years, so we make a bracha achrayna. Zokta chsam sofer, vos licht in the bracha achrayna. Baruch Hashem, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizakas, to enter Eretz Yisrael and to enter the Ruchnias of Eretz Yisrael. And we were able to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. So you gave us Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. And we fulfilled that which you wanted. So now we tell Hashem, give us the opportunity once again to be Mekayim another cycle of mitzvahs. We could start all over again with the cycle. So that answers both questions. Number one, it's not the pshat. We did what we have to do, now you do what you have to do. The pshat is, we want to do it for the sake of being mekayim the mitzvahs and getting the pnimius of Eretz Yisrael. So we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first was the bracha rishayna of mikra bikurim. Then bikurim started the cycle, which is a whole 3 year cycle. It's finished off at the end of the 3 years. We make the bracha achrayna. We say, Hashem, you did everything now. Now give us the opportunity again, give us weiter bracha, so we can be mekayim the mitzvahs more. So that answers the question of l'chayv, it sounds like a chutzpah, we did ours, you do yours, that's not the pshat. We're saying, you see that we will mekayim your trust in us, the brachas you gave us l'chatchila, so please do it again, so we can do it again. But this also answers the pshat, asei mitzvah hamura b'inyin she b'schora tikonis la'aretz. What does tikonis la'aretz mean? Tikonis la'aretz does not mean you could be on the land and enjoy the... Tikonis la'aretz means to go into the pnimius of the land, to utilize the land for the fruits which are meant to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the pnimius of the land. That didn't come when they first came to Eretz Yisrael. That came when they were able to be mekayim the mitzvahs ha'pluyus ba'aretz. Plus they were able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And besides all these, all the brachas that they made on that, that is the pnimius of the aretz. That's the inner essence of the land. That's Shashirishvila Tikhanes Laaretz. It doesn't mean when you first entered Eretz Yisrael. It means to enter the pneumius of Eretz Yisrael. And that comes only when we're Mekayim the mitzvahs. That's Bishvila. Bikurim is the beginning. That allows you to go further and further in. That's called the Etzem Knisa Laaretz. That's one pshat in the Sifri. I heard another Givaldik pshat in the Sifri. I say mitzvah hanemar b'inyan shebishvila tikhanes laaretz. There's another ha'ara over here that Shimon Schwab asks. Shimon Schwab asks, it says in the Pasuk, he got it to Yayoyim Hashem Alekecha, ki bosti ala aretz ha'shanishma Hashem la'aviseinu los eslanu. I came to the land that Hashem promised to give us, mashmeh. I just came to the land, and I'm the one that came. But l'chayra, this mitzvah is noyig every single generation for hundreds of years, hopefully for thousands of years, if we be able to keep, hold on to Eretz Yisrael. So everybody that came to the Beis HaMikdash that said the Inyan of the Psukim of Bikurim says, I came to the land. You're Zayda, you're Elta Zayda. All the way back was there. So what shot? Kibasi El Arts, I came to the land. What does that mean? So I once heard a Gevaldik Pshat. It says in Dvorim, Kapitel Dal, Pasuk Chafei, Ki Soilid Bonim of Nebonim, V'Noishantem Ba'aretz, you'll become old in the land. V'yishchatem, and you'll cause hashchose, v'asis and pesel, t'munas koil, v'yimek avoy dezare. So Chassam Sofer says over there, what's pshat? V'noishantem, you'll become old in the land. You're going to lose that ischachos. When you first came into Eretz Yisrael, everything was a chiddush, everything was new. When you see something new, you have a fresh look at everything, and then you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the ischachos. You'll be there when I shant and ba'aretz, you'll become old, you lose that ischachus, and that's when you're going to start going down, all the way to avay dezar. Chiyam on a person is to always feel new and always to be mischadish and be mechadish as avay. The mitzvah of Bikurim carries with it a zgula of ischachus. Why? Bikurim is the awakening of the land. That's the first fruit that the land gives off. That's the reawakening of the land. If you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim, with the awakening of the land, that is ma'ir in you a koich of ischachus, and you feel like you just entered the land. Not that it's never shayach to reach the neishantem, because every time you bring Bikurim, you begin that cycle of ischachus again, and giving it and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu anew, and you feel a nai hakaras hatayiv. That avoids the neishantem. That avoids the getting old and rusty and stale, because it carries with it his gula of his chachas. That's pshat in the medrash. I say mitzvahu shebishvilo tikones laaretz. You will feel like you entered Eretz Yisrael. You will feel that as chachas. And every single year when you bring the bikurim, you're never going to get old, because bikurim carries with it that gula of his chachas. Pasuk says, "Ul sitcha elyon al kol hakoyim asher osa l'tihila u'l'shem u'l'seferes." Place you on top of all the goyim, and you'll be a praise and l'shem u'l'seferes. So I mentioned last year this Baal HaTurim. I'm mentioning it again just to bring out a different nekuda that I saw. Baal HaTurim over here says, "L'tihila l'shem u'l'seferes." What does that mean? The tihila, the praise that you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be for you, l'shem u'l'seferes. Why? Because also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will place a crown on every single tzaddik. He himself will be like a crown. And that crown that we crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, those praises that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to return to us, and that's what he's going to put on top of us. It's not something that we could be massive. But the crown that we're going to be wearing is the praises that we gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. The Sihila Gufa will be L'Shem U'L'Seferes. Those are the Baal HaTurim. But the Baal HaTurim is Abu Misha Soch Sichas Chulin the Beis HaKnesses. Some of the Chas V'Sholom speaks of Sichas Chulin in Shul. Ma'kifin Lo'i Kol Gufa Gekaitzim. They surround his entire goof with thorns, which is not a very comfortable position to be in. So I saw the Sefer Sam Derech, Simchas Yisrael Breida says, you see from over here a very big insight, that the Madregas of Ruchnias, that we're going to have in Olam Habo, and the Schar that we are going to get in Olam Haba, we really create that. It's a mitzias. It's not stam. We do ma'isam, Hashem is going to give us schar. The mitzias is created by us down here. Lefi the madregan that we serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu with down here, that is the schar that we create. It's like planting a seed and the tree and the fruit grows from that seed. You really see that yesod by Avraham Avinu. Rashi brings down, the Medrash brings down, and Avraham Avinu, when he ran to be machmas areach the malachim. So anything that Avraham Avinu did by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back, he brought it directly to Klal Yisrael. The man, Avraham Avinu, he said, Echo pas lechem, the man Hashem sent himself. By shanking by the mayim, it says, Yukach no mayim, holiday somebody else, Hashem paid them back holiday shliach to Moshe Rabbeinu, which caused all kinds of problems. That caused the main Meriva, and that Lamaise ended up the Moshe Rabbeinu had to hit the Selah instead of speaking to it. Because of that, he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, we're in Golos. So what's the pshat? Reb Chaim Shmulev, it says the same thing. It's not pshat, it was a punishment, Chas V'Shalom. Because he did it out of day of shliach, he gets punished. No, what punishment? But Mais and Tovim are like the seed. And whatever characteristics the seed has, that's the way the papers come out. So what he did by himself created a schar, it created a schar of doing it yourself. It's a totally different mitzvah than doing, that's what Rabbi Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yivishluchai Rashi says, you get more schar. What's the pshat? It's not, you know, the mitzvah is a different mitzvah. What you do on your own, what you do with the shlich, it's a totally different mitzvah. And that's really what the Baal HaTurim is telling us over here. The way you plant the seed is the way the schar is going to come out afterwards. When the Samcha Hashem L'Roish V'Loy L'Zonav, Hashem will place you for a head and not for a tail. V'Hayisa Rak L'Mayla V'Loy Siya L'Mata. You will be only on top and not on the bottom. So the Ramban over here says a Dover Niflit. V'Hanochayim, the proper pshat over here is, she yitnecha l'roish me'ata. He'll place you as a head now, the loyal zon of oilam, the echem yikol ha'itim. No time during the history will you be a tail. The chen rak l'mayla tamid, v'loisiyya l'mata li'oilam. You see from the Ramban, a mayudiki yasoy, that, and we really see it throughout the generations, that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on top, and the world evolves around Klal Yisrael. How's it shaykh? There's billions of people in the world today. What is major in the news? Eretz Yisrael, what's going on over there? The Iran nuclear thing, which is a threat to Eretz Yisrael. And I think somebody made a cheshvin that on the front cover of Time Magazine and the front page of the New York Times over the last 50, 60 years, right, Yidden were at the center of everything, right? And what's the pshat? The Teretz says that is this Ramban over here, L'sitcha Elyon al kol ha'goyim. Now, this has its ma'ilas, but unfortunately, this was the source of much anti-Semitism, because the goyim have a tremendous pachad from this. The goyim know that really we are on top, and the melech, they're very much afraid of us, and that causes bilbulim. For example, there's the famous publication that caused such churban for Klal Yisrael, The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. That was written late 1800s. It was a concoction. It was a figment of somebody's imagination that there was a Jewish cabal, a group, a committee of elders that got together to conquer the world. You know, this is what the Goyim have in their imagination. And it came back, you know, to be a very big hezek to us. Henry Ford, Yimach Shemay V'Zichray, but he wanted to sell his cars in the early 1900s, so as a bonus, he gave away this book, the Protocols. He was a friend of Sinai Israel. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, that was a bonus that he gave for people to read. It spread tremendous sinna to Klal Yisrael. That is a medrash, the Maridik medrash, and really you find this Chazal Keseder in different forms. It's a medrash in Eicha that says, Yerushalayim had 24 shukim, main marketplaces. And each shuk had 24 shkokim, side marketplaces. And each sheket had 24 mavoyos, 24 side streets. And each mavoy had 24 chatzeres. And each chatzer had 24 batim. And each bayis Hakiflayim ki yotzim Mitzrayim. You make your cheshbon, it's not shayach. It's like the number doesn't come out on the calculator. 24 to what power? What's the pshat? So I once heard the Maral has a shita like this. So whenever you see inflated numbers like this, it doesn't mean literally it was like that, but the bekayach of Klal Yisrael, the potential and the effect that they had on the Bria, was takel fi that number. If Klal Yisrael could be miyut b'mispar, they could takel be little in number, the mamish from the most minute numbers, and yet the effect that they have on the Bria is the shaykh. I think I've mentioned in the past, Yaakov Galinsky's that Salcedo, when he was once on a plane from Eretz Yisrael, and sitting near him was some guy from Bangladesh. So the guy wanted to start a conversation. So in a broken English, he asked him, how many people are in Israel? So Yaakov answered, 4 million. He said, 4 million? No. 40 million? He said, no. 4 million. He said, nah, 40 million. So Yaakov says, no, it's 4 million. So he says, how could that be? He says, I come from Bangladesh, about 40, 50 million people. You never hear about us in the news once. And you mean to tell me you only have 4 million and every day you hear about them in the news? It's a good kash. Over, that's the pshat over here. Sitcha Elyayin, Vayisa L'Roish, V'Loy L'Zanav, that have an effect on the Bria far and beyond their numbers. V'Hoya, in Loisishma, V'Koyel Hashem L'Kecha, if you're not going to listen to the voice of Hashem, Lishma L'Asis, V'Kol Mitzvayisa V'Chukaisa, you're not going to listen to do all of his mitzvahs. Asher enoichim mitzavacha hayayim. Ubo alecha kol haklolos ve'eile v'yisiguch. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Bava Mitzia daf lamed beiz amed beiz. Loichor v'Yerushalayim ela shehimidu divreim al din tayru. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they kept their dinam al din tayru, which means they didn't do lefnim ishuris adin. Now what's the pshat? Such a chaymer adin. Because they didn't do lefnim, they kept the din, but they didn't do lefnim mishuras hadin. So because of that, Yerushalayim was destroyed. So it's far to say that the tachlis of the Torah is not just to keep the mitzvahs. The tachlis of the Torah is that the mitzvahs should be poiled in you. It should change you. It should transform you. Like the Sefer HaChinuch says, Ha'odom pu'al ha'pi pu'loisav. A person is formed, a person is created based on his actions. It's supposed to change you. It's supposed to affect you. So it's not just you're doing the mitzvahs. It's what the mitzvahs are doing to you. I mentioned a number of times, a bacher from Washington Heights came home from Bein Hazmani. So Shimon Schwab's at Salistim, he says, what are you learning in yeshiva? She says, we're doing Bava Kama. So Shimon says, you're doing Bava Kama. And what's Bava Kama doing to you? In other words, it's not just learning of Bava Kama. Bava Kama has to be piling you. It has to change your midas. You have to get the pneumius of what Masechtas Bava Kama has to offer. And that's really B'chol HaTorah Kulo, the same thing. It's not just to do the mitzvahs. You have to take the pneumius of the mitzvahs, and they have to affect you. And that's how Lefnim Ashuras Adin. Lefnim Ashuras Adin is not the din, but it's the spirit of the din. It's the pneumius of the din. And if a person is not willing to do that, he's closing himself off. He's closing off his pneumius. The Mele Yerushalayim was destroyed. Yerushalayim is the pneumius of the entire world. Yerushalayim is the Mokum of Hashra'as Hashchina. And that's where it's all about. If you're not willing to go into the pneumius HaTayrah, then you're not Zaychet Yerushalayim, which is the pneumius of the entire world. From where did Chazal learn? What's the Mokur of this Memra? That Yerushalayim was destroyed because it says Ki Lo Shamata B'koil Hashem Aleikecha L'shmor Mitzvayso. So the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban types up this pasuk. What does it mean, L'shamata B'koil? What does Shmiya B'koil mean? You listen to the words of Hashem. What is Shmiya B'koil Hashem? The koil is the voice with which it was said. The dvarim are the mitzvahs themselves, but the voice with which it was said is the pnimiyas hadvarim. Sometimes the way somebody says something, that shows you how urgent it is. It shows you how paramount it is, and how much you have to be mekayimit. The koil Hashem, that's the pnimiyas hadvarim. And this is all going to happen. Ki loy shamata b'koil Hashem. You didn't listen to the pnimiyas of the mitzvah. Now, I saw a very interesting thing. I believe I saw it b'shem the Reisha Rav, Hagoyim Rav Aaron Levine Zatzal, Hashem Yom Kumdama. And he writes, I saw a mimer from him in Yiddish that says, what's the meaning of the Kol Shofar? The meaning is there, the Kol Shofar is the inner voice of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes words, they're not able to truly articulate what we really feel inside. It's not shy, so we're not capable. By Birchas Rosh Chodesh, we say, after all the tefillos, Chayim Shalosh V'Chavit, Chayim Shalosh V'Chayim, Chayim Shemimali Hashem Mishalos V'Beinu L'Toyv. You already said everything. What are you being moist with that? There's certain things inside our heart that we can't express in words. That's Shemimali Hashem Mishalos V'Beinu L'Toyv. The Kol Shofar is that inner voice that the words are not able to describe. The Kol Shofar, that sounds the premius of what our retainers are, our cry out to HaKadosh Baruch. So I was thinking that it could be that there's a Mida Keneged Mida over here. If we want HaKadosh Baruch to listen to our Pnimiyas Diga voice, if we do Lefnim Yishur HaSadin, then we're listening to the Pnimiyas of the Kol Hashem, then Hashem will listen to the Kol Shofar, the Pnimiyas of our Dvarim. That's L'chayra, what one could say. Orur ha'ish asher yaseh pesel maseicha u'maseicha. Cursed is the man that makes a pesel, stone image, maseicha, molten image, hayavas Hashem, an abomination of Hashem. Maisi dechorosh, the son basoser, and he hides it. V'anu kova'am v'amru amen. So, Shimon Schwab Zatzal points out a very interesting ha'ara. By all the arurim, by all of the other arurim, it doesn't say B'loshen Rab. Over here it says, by all the others it says V'amr ko ha'am amen, B'loshen Yachid. Here it says V'anu ko ha'am v'amru amen, B'loshen Rab. Why does it say it over here B'loshen Rab? She says a very nice pshat. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Micha, Pesel Micha, was brought out of Mitzrayim. And it was brought over the Yamsut, and it was in the Midbar, and later on it was brought in Eretz Yisrael, the terrible story of Pesel Micha and Sefer Shaifta. So it comes out that Micha was standing over here by Har Grizim and Har Evo with the Pesel hidden. And when they said over here, Oro Isha Sheyasin Pesel U'Maseicha, and Micha's holding this Pesel hidden, he didn't answer it, B'leib Sholem. So here was B'loshen Rab, and not everybody answered equally. Micha Zichr did not answer with the full, maybe he didn't answer the klal, but probably could be he answered. He didn't want to look different than everybody else, but it wasn't Mamish B'Kavana. So here it says in B'loshen Rab. I was thinking a little bit of a different light. I was thinking, Alpi what Chazal say, that Avraham Avinu had an acceptance of Avodah Zarah that had 400 prokim in it. We have 5 prokim in our Masechta Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu had 400 prokim. Shlomo Volba says that we think Avodah Zarah is when you bow down to an idol, you bow down to this. He teaches up Avodah Zarah is any Dover HaMafsik between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a strange thing, Avodah Zarah. It's something that comes in between us and Hashem. Avraham Avinu's Madrega was so great, and he was so sensitive to the things that could take away, that could hinder our relationship with Hashem. He had 400 prakim of Avodah Zarah. Most people are not like that. We don't have that. We're not holding on that Madrega, right? We're holding on a totally different Madrega. Ashelof, he said, that's why over here, when it came to Avodah Zarah, everybody answered with their Madrega, right? What's considered Avodah Zarah for one is not necessarily Avodah Zarah for the other. Lefi his Madrega, this is Taka Dover HaMafsik. Someone on a lower Madrega, it could be that's not something that shteres. So here it says, V'anu ko ha'om, Loshen Rabin, everybody Lefi their Madrega. Another interesting Ha'ara in Pshat, by the Parsha Bikurim, in this week's Parsha, it says, Higadati L'Hashem Eloi Kecha. I said to Hashem, your God. What do you mean, Hashem, your God and not my God? You know, it's Hoitzi Esatzmim and Haklo, like the Russia and the Haggadah, what's the Pshat? So I remember I saw once, the same Loshen finds itself in Tanakh, he finds such a Loshen, Hashem Eloi Kecha. So one of the Mefarshim, one of the Rishonim says, they used to speak to a Kohen or to a Navi, it was Derech Kavod to say Hashem Eloi Kecha. Why? Because your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a much higher darga than my relationship. Melech, he got with you, Hashem Eloi Kecha. right? And your madregas on a much higher madregas. It's derech kavod to the kohen or to the navi to speak like that. But everybody has their different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why over here it says it, B'loshen Rabbi. One more, Zach. After the terrible Teichich, 98 klolos. So one would think that if you need something to summarize it, tell, okay, so what do we come out with over here? After all the klolos, what do we come out with? I mean, should we come out with a madrega that we have to strive for, a moridik zach and avoida, you have to try your best. And the Torah would speak about gevaldige madregas. The Torah says a simple lashon. Leman taskilu is kol asher tasim. You should have seichel. You should use your seichel in everything that you do. Das is the ganze zach. The thing to take out of these terrible 98 klolos, use your seichel is kol asher tasim. So Leib Chasman, that's how it says, that this is the most important thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us seichel. That's the light that helps us navigate through the choshech of Olam Hazeh. The problem is we go after our taivus, we go after our ritzonus, and we lose that seichel and we lose that light to guide us through the world. The teichel is here to remind us, don't lose that light, don't lose that seichel. I once heard a Moridik in Marshall, a good friend of mine, Rav Aaron Levitansky Shlita. He spoke, used to speak by us in camp, Tisha B'Av. He spoke about the Churban. He said, a Moridik thing, and it's very applicable over here. He says, what's the meaning of the Teichich? What's the meaning of the Klolos? What's the meaning of such terrible, terrible, terrible tzaras that come on Klal Yisrael? It's a Marshall Madhav Radayna. He was an artist that wanted to paint the horizon, Mamish, a beautiful view from a mountain. So he goes up on a mountain, he takes his easel, he takes his canvas with all of his kalim, and he goes and he views the area. And he moves back, and he moves back to get a view, he goes back to the canvas and he draws it a little bit. Then he moves back again to get another angle, fine. And he keeps on moving back weiter and weiter and weiter, and pretty soon he's gonna fall off the cliff. So somebody sees this happening and he calls them, hey, watch out, what are you doing? He saw Rangatan and what he's doing. He has no idea, he doesn't hear the guy calling to him and he doesn't see where he is. He's going weiter and weiter and weiter and he's mamish about told to fall off. So the guy comes, he takes the canvas and he rips it to shreds, mamish to nitcha. What are you doing? What are you doing to me? You ruined my whole work. He says, shaita sheba oilam. You know where you were holding just now? Take a look where you were holding. If I wouldn't have done this, you wouldn't have heard me. I'm calling out to you. Watch out, watch out. You didn't hear a word that I was saying. You were about to fall off the cliff. I had to do this. That's the pshat. That's the union of the teich. We get so caught up in what we're doing that we don't realize we're falling off the cliff. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send us the teich. The end result is, that's what the Torah is telling us. Laman taskilu. You have to use your seichel, you have to know where you're going, and you have to make the right choices. And don't walk in the darkness. But there's a second tonight, Eis Asher Tasson. Dr. Blake Hassan, Hashem doesn't want highfalutin ideas. You know, Mamish Big Machshavis would be Zachin. Laman Taskilu has to lead to Lamaise, Eis Asher Tasson. I saw a gewaldige word from the Chassan Sofer in the Hagdama to his Sefer. He writes the word Melech is Rashitavis Moyach Lev. Kovet. The moyach, that's the mind, the seichel. Lev is the heart, the regashim. The kovet is the physical aspect. It has to go in that seder. Moyach, lev, kovet. A person does it in that order, he's melech. He rules over himself. But if it's just the hepach, if it's kovet, the liver, and then the heart, and then the moyach is last, that's kalem, that's a lashon of destruction. That's what the Torah wants from us over here. Lamantaskilu, Esa Shantarsan, that is the key to being an Emes Dika Oyvid Hashem. A guten Shabbos.
Next week is Hashem.
Next week, Chayyid.